Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Well, it's been wonderful. I mean, last night was awesome.
It was.
Oh, my God. Just awesome. Mm-hmm. We do praise God for what he's done. What he did last night, it was just beautiful. So many wonderful things. All right. Ambassador Hagin, if you're there, take us at the top of the hour here.
Thank you. Oh, praise the majesty and the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador Dr. Hagin. We are here to give instructions. Glory to God. What an awesome, incredible night of broadcasting. The program and the resource was so rich, and we give God the praise how everyone all over the world was able to benefit. And we speak to all and everyone who's listening. We're being heard all over the world. This morning, we are broadcasting from NPA Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, Blog Talk Radio is one of the largest social talk radios in the world. And we give God the praise. We are able to be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, you name it, literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and yet growing? We want to thank God again this morning for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And we just want to encourage him to keep on doing what he's doing. And as you know, as of today broadcasters, sums up to almost 3,000 episodes of broadcasting over the span of 3 years. And we give God the glory for this great man and the great work that is being presented. Now, I want to take a moment again and give the instructions for those of you who are with us. If you will, *6, you'll mute as well as unmute your phone. If you have a question, press *6 and the number 1, and the host will get to you immediately. We ask everyone to please do not use your speakerphone mode while participating. Please be sure you do not open two phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phones, computer phones, Skype, Magic Jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room holding private conversations. Are you yourself holding the private conversations, which certainly will be broadcast all over the world? For everyone is invited to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself and give your name, area code of the city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. And again, we welcome and thank all of you for joining the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now we're going to turn back to our Chief International Ambassador, the man whom God has chosen at such a time as this to get an excellent job done for him. And he's also leading the world into 100 days of fasting. And today, I believe, is the 91st day. And God bless you. At this time, back to our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of y'all. It's going to be all right wherever you're going to. We're going to wake up. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Woo. God bless all of y'all this morning. I just needed something just to energize me a little bit here. We just had such a
wonderful time all night long. I tell you, the all-night shut-in was just stupendous. Amen. Just off the chain. Thank you, Jesus. God bless all of you, and I hope you're awake this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your blessings, for your goodness and kindness, and for this day, and for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You've been there every step of the way, and we love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for the anointing that's destroying the yoke. Thank you, God. All yokes being destroyed. You've been so phenomenal. Oh, so phenomenal. Thank you, Lord. Now look on us this morning. Bless us, Lord. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. Those who are going through storms, bring them out. Let them know that it's going to be all right. Everything will be all right. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. God, we thank you. Thank you for your blessings. In the name of Jesus. God, we love you. 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 We praise you. Bless the line this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of y'all. Let's wake up here. Wake up. Move those arms. Move those legs. In honor of Mother Emily Johnson. Let me go through here. God bless all of y'all. I hope you are kind of moving this morning. Amen. I know y'all, some of y'all are still kind of sleepy, dragging, but I tell you, we praising God this morning for what he's doing. Oh, my God. God bless all of you here. Amen. And good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you.
Morning, yes,
yeah. I heard a few of y'all.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. God bless.
Yeah, God bless all of you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you and everything that he's done for us this morning. It's been so wonderful, and we just praise him. Amen. That, I tell you, that all-night prayer, my God. There's so many wonderful things about it. What God did last night was just so great. So great. I mean, we had so many wonderful things. We're going to talk about it. Amen. Some of you all who were able to be and witness at least a portion of it, I want you to give some praise reports about what blessed your heart last night. Amen. So many things. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Before we do that, let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Don't let him come in your room and you not even speak to him. Good morning, Lord. I know you're here.
Good morning, Lord.
Everybody, come on. Speak to
him. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. God bless all of you. And let's go into praise this morning. I mean, every area code. Why? And wouldn't you praise the Lord? 901-206-913-816-912-832-404. My God, 919. And just so many other area codes. Won't you be represented this morning? At least praise him. If you didn't stay up all night long with us, at least you can wake up and praise the Lord. He's been mighty good to you. mighty good to all of you, 616 and 913 and 847 and 334, and this goes on. I just want to encourage you, amen. My new assignment is to help people all around the world to realize how good the Lord has been to them. I keep telling you, he's not just done a few things for you since yesterday this time, but he's done thousands of things for you. Come on, you owe him some praise. Amen. Let's give him some praise. Praise check this morning. Y'all know what that means. Praise check. That means everybody come in and let's praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Your voice is ready to praise. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, give you glory. Amen. I want you to come on in and give it. Mother Digby, I'm going to ask you to get the praise reports this morning again.
All
right. Would you do that for us?
I'll be glad to.
All right. Give us a moment. Let them think for a moment.
Uh-huh.
When they think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for them, their soul ought to cry out and make known his deeds among the people. Amen. Give them a moment. We'll be right back. God bless you, Mother Digby.
God has made it all right. All right. First,
God has put some things on this line. Well, many of you on this line. I want to hear about it. And God's waiting to hear your praise unto him.
Thanks.
The line is open to you, Mother Digby.
Praise the Lord. First, give an honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for God just being God. I thank him for his many blessings, how he came into my life and saved me and sanctified me and filled me with the gift of the Holy Ghost and how he keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. I want to say I thank the Lord for the all-night shut-in and how I just enjoyed. I enjoyed so many good encouraging words, and I enjoyed the song. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for the lady that sang Incredible God. Because God is an incredible God. He's just done so many incredible things in my life. Most of all, how he keeps me encouraged, keeping with a mind to wholly follow him. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. This is a blessed line, and I thank God for it. I want to say the prayer line, the praise line is open to each and every one to give your own praise to the glory of God. The line is open.
Well, I just want to thank God we had such a lineup last night. I just want to see if I can give you a quick perusal of what happened on last night. We started out with 1,000 thank yous personally, and people worldwide from every nation, 195 different countries, and we gave God over 3 billion praises last night to kick this all night shut in off. It was something. Oh, my God. And then after that, Ambassador Gina Hodges came on, and she was just great. Everybody was great last night. And through your ways, amen. And then we had Dr. Gail Stitt, and came on Let It Go. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was great, too. Then Geraldine. Ambassador Geraldine Garnett and Ambassador Mother Digby, all of them were great, great, great evangelists. Josephine Beatty was great. My God. And Ambassador Deborah Pryor, she was great. Dr. Carol Pryor, she was great. And then Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams, she prayed us just, oh, my Lord, she just prayed a while and was a blessing. Missionary Kim Kennedy, she started something, amen, a little different, amen. It was something that all of us listened to and told her testimony. Oh, my God. And she was a great blessing last night, followed by Sister Renee McKnight. I didn't know she had all that in her, but she kind of was giving up her time to Sister Kim Kennedy, but she came to with flying colors last night, Sister Renee. And then we had Anda Berger, oh, my God, and she blessed our hearts tremendously too. And followed by Sister Lavinia Reynolds, told us a testimony. We just had to hear that. All these, starting that with Kim Kennedy with that testimony, Honda Berger, and then Lavinia Reynolds. You had to hear those testimonies. I can't really tell you. My God. Then we had missionary Robin Settison, and she was, oh, my Lord, a blessing too. Oh, my God. And missionary Mary, yes, M-E-R-R-Y. Yeah, so that tells you right by her name that we had a great time with her. Amen. And Mother Melina Wilson. Amen. She closed us out last night or early this morning. Amen. And in the middle of it, we had a couple of solos here from Mother Rosewood. And then several of our speakers last night sang a song before they spoke. But it was just spending time with God all night. It was awesome, ultra awesome. It was just ultra awesome. All these great speakers. I can't delineate between any of them. All of them were just great. My God, they had done their homework and were there to praise the Lord in a glorious way. Made me want to just run around my office 5 times and shout glory. I didn't do it, but it made me want to. Oh, my God. God bless all of you. I want to open the line. Go ahead, Mother Digby.
All right.
And get some more praise reports.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for how Dr. Johnson carried us through the whole night. And I enjoyed all that I heard. I did nap a little bit, but I thank God for what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
The line is still open, saints.
This is Sister Lucia, and I want to let you think now on the Carolina that I enjoy what I heard, too. I heard Sister Ambassador Gina, Ambassador Skip, and I really got a lot out of what Ambassador Skip was talking about, let it go, because there's a lot of things in my life that I need to let go. And I just want this Carolina to know that I really enjoyed what I heard. I was out sleeping off and on too, but every time I woke up, I heard something real good. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucia. The line is open, saints.
Amen. God bless. This is Ambassador Latanya Williams. I just want to thank God for being here this morning. It's been a while. Amen. It's just an honor just to be here this morning. I thank God that I was able to stay on the line all night last night. Now, I didn't get on until about 10:45, unfortunately, but after I got home from work, I came in and took a nap, and I slept about an hour and a half and got up in time, you know, to get on the line and everything, and I've been on ever since, and God is just rejuvenating me. Now, I need to get up for work in about 2 hours, but I'm going to be all right. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. But I just thank God for being here this morning. I was also blessed by the word, the different ones that's powerful. I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed being in the all-night shut-in. Amen. I miss Ambassador Stitz. Amen. She is a fireball. I love her. I love her. I love her. God bless you. And amen. I love you all. Amen. And it's just good to be here this morning.
God bless you, sister. We had just, Sister Geraldine and I had just said how we missed you, and I'm so glad to hear you again. The line is still open.
Amen. And I just want to send a shout-out, too, for Ambassador Geraldine. I think her birthday was yesterday.
Yesterday.
I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday. I love you, woman of God. I was going. I didn't get a chance to say it yesterday, though, but happy birthday. I love you.
Thank you.
One of the good things about it, I was informed that her birthday was yesterday, and we could do that. So, but if y'all don't let me know, then I can't do what I don't know. All right.
I also want to do that, too. I forgot. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray, too. I did not get to get a shout-out for her. I want to say, Ambassador Jolie, I'm sorry. I love you, Sister Jolie. Go ahead and shout-out to Sister Tanya.
Evelyn.
Good morning. I'm Ambassador Jolene Garnett. I thank God for the shut-in last night. I thank God for how the Lord blessed me on yesterday on my birthday. It was a joyful, joyful day. And I know God has restored my joy. And I thank God for the shut-in. I thank God for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Diggy. She's such an encouraging mother. And I just thank God for everybody on the prayer line. And you all pray for me. God is good, 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 good. Pray for them. God bless you.
Praise the Lord for Sister Garnett. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. The line is still open, saints.
Praise the Lord. God bless all of the saints of God. This is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas. And I would love to say, and I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart, I enjoyed everyone that I heard on last night. Even though I walked in at an unusual moment, but praise God, you do what God have you to do no matter what. And I understand this in this hour, in this season. When God give you assignment, it's just like whatever's before you, you got to tear it up. Like that man that had his friends, took him on top of the roof to see Jesus. And everything was in the way. What did they do? They had to tear the roof off. They had to just tear it up, to get to Jesus. And I knew that my assignment was over where I was, and I had to get to the next one. Glory to God. But some of you keep on doing what you're doing in the Lord. Glory to God. God is stretching some of you in your faith. Some of you are being pulled up, hallelujah, from the rough, plucked out to do the assignment of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I want to tell you, the night before, I had been up all night because we discharged my dad from the hospital, and I've been driving all night and had not slept, actually, in 24 hours. But I thank God that he kept me. Even the moments when I was about to fall asleep, he would wake me up in like a twinkling of an eye. And I thank God for that. And all of you, you are all depositing something powerful. And don't let anybody tell you what you have is insignificant. Hallelujah, because you blessed my soul. I was in and out, but I needed to sleep to get charged more for today. So God bless all of you as we travel this morning on the highway to a convention. God bless you, and I'm so excited about Jesus.
God bless you. And you are an exciting person, and I thank God for you. My God, we thank God for you on this land. Land is still open, saints.
Well, this is missionary Mary Christina Smith in Georgia. I just want to say it was an awesome prayer line, awesome shut-in on last night. I really enjoyed what God is doing for the people of God, preparing us to even go out for those. It was awesome. It was awesome. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for the opportunity.
You're welcome. God bless you. Go ahead, Mother.
All right. The line is still open. God bless you, Mother. The line is still open.
Yes. Wilson, I just enjoyed everybody. Ambassador Strick, I tell you, she just come on in there last night also and open it up and just let us have it. I thank God for it because that was. I accepted what she brought forth last night and everybody else, but I really accepted that too. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother Wilson. I thank God for each and every one. I want to say the church is the body of Christ. And sometimes the body, sometimes you feel like you're insignificant, but you just do what God gives you to do. And if the body, each person does what he's supposed to do, wouldn't be no lack in God. So we thank God for all of these beautiful testimonies. The line is still open.
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher in Odessa, Texas. I just wanted to say I thank God for the all-night revival. Enjoyed Ambassador Smith this morning. I slept through most of it, but I closed it out with my mother, missionary. And I thank God for hearing the beginning and the end. It was awesome.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Christopher. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kansas City, and I really enjoyed the shut-in last night,
Everybody that I heard was a blessing to me, and I just want to appreciate everybody that was on the line last night. God bless everyone.
God bless, lady. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I just want to say I thank God for another day that he allowed me to...
Come just a little louder, please.
Okay. I'm sorry, and I thank God for the prayer line last night for the shut-in. I thank God that I can hear each and every one of you all this morning, and I thank him for what he's doing in my life. Chief, God bless you. Thank you so much for both allowing us the opportunity to spend the night with the Lord. I enjoy all of you all. Have a blessed day.
Thank God for you, Sister Hodges. Always enjoy hearing your voice. Nice, calm voice. Anyone else? I thought I heard two people at that time. We still got time for you.
This is Evangelist Palmer. I want to say thank God for another day and thank God for the blessings that came forth last night on the prayer line. It was truly a blessing to receive, and the anointing of God that was upon the ones who brought forth the messages and the songs, and it was just a gathering that I continue to be blessed from, and I don't think that I will forget it because it's truly been a blessing to receive.
Thank God for you. The line is still open. And we want to testify while we have a chance. Might not have this chance anymore.
Let's get one more, Mother.
And one more. Who would like to have that last blessing and tell of the goodness of God? One more.
Right.
We can't wait on you.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. Area code 325. I thank God this morning for my life, health, and strength. I thank God because he is God. And beside him, there is none other. Truly, I praise God for just giving me strength on this morning. I sincere very well through the night, but I praise God that when I would wake up off and on, I would just hear, it's just good to hear the word going on, encouragement going on. When you wake up and hear good things, it is a strengthening to my spiritual man, and I thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for this prayer line. Thank God for Chief Ambassador that has given his hat, his vision, and charity with us. I just ask you all to continue to pray for me. God bless you.
God bless you. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mother. You did a wonderful job. Amen. And, Mother, you're growing. I tell you, thank God for you. And I tell you, many of you on this prayer line have grown so much, and we're so happy and thankful to God for you. Amen. I do want to, this is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. We've had our praises. Now we want to pray for you and get the prayers of those who really need something from the Lord. It's all right. He said he would supply you every need. He did say, ask, and it shall be given. So it's all right to ask. Amen. So the line is open to you. Let me see who, anyone, amen, Ambassador-elect LaTanya Williams, can you get, I don't know if you are on your way to work or what. I don't know, but if you can.
I would be more than happy to take the prayer request, but if it's okay, as they requested, I'll pray right then because I'm
yes,
not able to write them down. Like,
all right, well, however you want to handle it. God bless you.
Okay.
God is in your hands.
Amen. Well, amen. At this time, we will. I'll open to take your prayer request.
Amen. Again, this is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I would like to ask the saints to pray for. I got a phone call on last night for this baby that has a knot on his neck, and they put him in the hospital, and they're running tests, and they're finding out that he has they're trying to see if this drainage would just come out on its own without having a lancet. But when they checked, they found the white blood cells had elevated, and they're trying to keep him so those white blood cells would come down. So this is baby Ace, A-C-E. I said I would put him on the prayer line that the saints would join in, and we pray for this baby.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And thanks if we could all join in right now as we pray. Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now for baby Ace, Father God. We just praying, Lord God, that you touch the baby, God. Touch the baby from the crown of his head, God, to the soles of his feet, Lord God. We know that healing is the children's bread, Lord God. We know it's your will, Lord God, that the baby be healed, Father God. Father God, whatever this abscess or mass is on his neck, Father God, we ask that you drain it, Father God. Lord God, oh God, bring forth the healing, Lord God. Let your healing take place in the name of Jesus. And Father God, give the doctors just what to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you. And God, we believe in for a praise report. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father
Lord,
God.
Now you add to that, Lord. Whatever that is on baby Ace's neck.
Yes.
God, yes, Jesus, curse that fig tree. We curse that thing. First, in the name of Jesus, at the very root of it, let it be cursed and let it dry up, fall off, whatever is natural, whatever is the best way to do it. Let it be done, Lord, and let that child be healed. I'm asking you, on the 91st day, as you said, these kind go out by prayer and by fasting. On the 91st day of this 100-day fast, I'm asking you to dry that thing up or whatever is best for that child, to let the child be healed. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Go in there, Lord, and do what nobody else can do but you. Would you please? We love you and we thank you for in advance. Thank God. Amen. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sister Latanya.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Charlotte Green. I want to also, as this healing prayer is going, and my husband, he cut one of the knots off of his nose 2 days ago. He is going in to get some lancing done on his face. We are praying for the knots that are on his face. And I also want to add my sister Shonda. Her son has court today at 1 o'clock. So we are praying for a deliverance, healing, release over her son, whatever God is doing in this family's life for her son. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Father God, you heard the prayer request of your daughter, Father God. I would stand in agreement, Lord God. We all stand in agreement with the prayer. Lord God, concerning her husband, Lord God. The knot on his face, Father. Father God, go in and do only what you can do, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, go in and bring forth the healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove every blockage, God, that's causing it to form, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak forth your healing anointing, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you for being mindful of this man of God, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that your will be done on this day in the name of Jesus. And God, we stand in agreement praying with Ambassador Charlotte Gray concerning her husband and Father God concerning her sister. Amen. Concerning the court situation, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to go before her, prepare the way ahead of her, give a favor in the courtroom concerning those issues, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Stop you right now, God, for your will being done in the mighty name of Jesus. You also pray for healing and deliverance concerning the family, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, and we thank you right now for doing a new thing. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to continue to keep Charlotte Gray encouraged, Ambassador Charlotte Gray. Continue to keep her encouraged. Continue to keep her steadfast. Continue to keep her unmovable in the things of you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
And Sister Charlotte, please, please tell your husband to give the anointing time to work. Tell him not to do that. Tell him not to cut in. Anything off the face like that, give the anointing time to work. I hope you hear me. Go ahead, Ambassador Latanya, Ambassador Elect.
This is the Lucille. I'm asking the saints to pray for me. I keep having these headaches and dizziness.
Amen. I just hear plenty of water. Amen. But, Father God, we just thank you right now, God. We just ask, Lord God, that you touch this and this field, Lord God. Touch it right now. God, I know that you're no respecter person, God. God, I know you can heal her headaches, God. I know you can heal the pain, Lord God, that she, oh, my God, any stress, any worry, any anxiety, in the name of Jesus, you curse it at the root right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to touch her from the very crown of her head to the soles of her feet, in the name of even if it's dehydration. Amen, which causes a lot of headaches. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you hydrate her body like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to go in and do what only you know how to do. And God, I ask your will to be done. And Father God, I see some stress, though. Amen. Father God, I pray that you relieve her of those stress situations, Father God. God, give her wisdom, even in dealing with them issues, Lord God, dealing with the I don't know, God, but you know the issues in the home, God. Let your will, Lord God, be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Cancel the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon that's formed against her shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I heard her saying earlier, too, God, that she wasn't feeling well. I don't know what it is with your face. I don't know. It looks like to me your face is swollen. I don't know what that is. Amen. But, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you remove all swelling, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to relieve the swelling, God, the inflammation, God, whatever that is, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask your will to be done in the name of Jesus. And I know we have blood pressure issues, but, Father God, we ask you to regulate her blood pressure, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring it to the regular level. God, in the name of Jesus, let her blood flow like it's supposed to flow, Lord God. Let her heart pump like it's supposed to pump, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, God, for your will, Lord God, in her and through her for your glory. And God, we thank you. And Lord God, let her be mindful of the things that she put in her body. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and everything you're going through. I speak deliverance. I guess deliverance from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God knows. I guess the kerabo shandiede. You come to the kind of the gobble shunder the kind of the gobble yada. So come to the kind of the gobble shunda. Oh God, you get your glory. You get your glory, God. You get all the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, so you feel God drinking a lot of water. Your intake, your water intake needs to go up. Amen. And this is the season that we're in, you know, hydration, your body get hydrated, and that caused a lot of headaches as well. Amen. But I see a lot of stress. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Next prayer request.
Amen. Mother, I'd like to request prayer for my niece's pastor's wife. He's a new pastor, and my niece is really concerned. They say she has cancer in the fourth stage in her brain, and she wants to live, and my niece wants her to live, and we want her to live. And so I'm requesting prayer for her. Her name is Myra Hoosier, H-O-O-S-H-I-E-R, Hoosier.
Hoosier. Amen. Amen, saints. We want to all join in prayer on this one. Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you right now for your healing virtue. Lord God, we thank you right now for touching her. I'm sorry, could you say her name again? I got the Hoosier part. What was the first name?
Myra.
Myra Hoosier. Father God, touch Myra Hoosier, God. You know her, Lord God. You not only know her by name, but you know every hair on her head, Father God. I ask you to touch her from the crown of her head, God, to the very soles of her feet, Father God. God, we know that cancer is nothing. There's nothing that's too hard for you, God. You can dry up that cancer of cells, Lord God. Dry the cells up, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her brain, God. Bring forth your healing and anointing, God, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for your healing. Oh, your healing power, God.